Live streaming versus YouTube, making video content, videos that stay on the internet. Which one is harder? How are they different, Fruity? And that's who I'm joined here with today.
Fruity.
Man, it's a stuttery day today, Fruity. It's a stuttery
like
day.
I'd like to thank everyone for following along so far on our podcasts. And we never really ask, but if you want us to talk about anything, literally anything.
Anything, please send in topics. We're dry.
We're not dry.
We're done. The podcast
is dry, but
downhill.
I'm surprised about what people want from us to talk about. I'm very surprised. So if you send that through, and also give us 5 stars on Apple ratings, I'll give you a little link in the YouTube comment section. I'll pin it. Please do.
She'll pin it. Vote for us. So Fruity,
yeah,
you do streaming.
Yes.
You also do YouTube. You make videos online for a living.
Yeah. How
are they different? Explain it to the audience. What exactly is different about live streaming versus making videos?
So live streaming is pretty simple to set up. You just click a button and you're live. You're going for it. YouTube, you have to take a little bit more time. You record, you edit, you put it up, you make a thumbnail, and that's like in essence the difference. Lately, people have been fighting. Actually, I don't know if people have been fighting, but
they have been on Twitter.
That is the funniest thing. About what is harder? Is that what they're fighting about?
Yeah, they're saying which is harder, one dream job versus another dream job.
We have it so hard, listeners.
The sacrifices I make, one time I had to play video games on my birthday and make a lot of money. It was really hard. It was hard. People donated to me because it was my birthday. Really struggled that day. I cried myself to sleep because I only got $5 donations and not 10.
Oh, same. Can relate. Oh, my God.
Can relate. Yeah, but people are discussing which one is more difficult, I guess. Which one would you say is more difficult? Off the top of your head, which one is harder, streaming or making YouTube videos?
It's tough because streaming, you see the response time right away. You don't have to have the anxiety of editing something and putting it up just to have it get like no views or have bad comments. Mm-hmm. Like you see people's reaction to things right away. I think it's easier to get started on Twitch, maybe.
I thought it might be easier for YouTube just because once you put a video up, it's there. But then you got to remember that you're right. Once you put it up, are people even going to watch it? So you've put all your time and energy into this one single video and then nobody comes and watches it. It must be very detrimental to the mentality of someone who's just started.
Yeah, but a live stream dies forever. You're not going to watch a VOD of a live stream. So they've either got to be there or nothing. So then that way YouTube would be better. What do you think is easier to like grow in? Like if you wanted to pop off on one platform and you had to start from the start, what would you start with?
Honestly, I'd start, maybe a little bit of a mix of both if I could, to be honest. Believe it or not, I'm breaking down boundaries here, Fruity.
Oh,
I'm going crazy.
You can't be a YouTuber and a streamer. That's crazy.
But yeah, if I was beginning, I'd have a mixture of that and social media. You know, I think things like TikTok, they're just so powerful. You know, just having a little 30-second, 60-second highlight clip of you being extremely funny or something unreal happening while you're playing a game. That's where the growth is, you know. That's how you become popular. That's how you become famous, I think, is one big banging video, I think. That's the difference for me, is I don't think streams will make you super famous, if I'm being honest, Fruity. I don't think it will. I don't think being a streamer will make you suddenly the biggest personality in the world, but I do think that happens on YouTube big time.
I think it definitely happens through like Instagram and TikTok and that sort of thing. That's like, I think what makes people really famous is those short little video apps. That is where you'd really like want to focus on. You might think YouTube or Twitch because that's where like ads are, but you focus on the clip things and you get a few good clips and people follow you elsewhere. That's the thing to do. If I was starting, I would start on YouTube. I've seen people who've started like 6 months ago get consistently a million views.
Like Dream, the Minecraft YouTuber. He's killing it.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that one. I was thinking of Tico, I think his name is, like a fish Fortnite YouTuber. He made like a music video and then it's like 50 million views.
That's crazy. Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm going to start switching to YouTube big time. We've talked about it off of you know, podcasts and stream and things like that, and haven't really mentioned it. But I think YouTube's the way to go, Fruity. Which one do you think takes more time? Which one is more time consuming, do you think?
Honestly, streaming. Mm. Honestly, because then if you start streaming for 8 hours a day and people are expecting that, they're going to keep expecting that you're doing 8 hours. And that's the constant yeah. that you provide. That's why I'm like, when people stream for heaps long hours and they're not like a professional, or they're not trying to be a professional player, I'm like, what are you doing with those hours, man? Yeah. What are you doing with them? That's too much. You know, you're not working on other things, or you're not giving yourself the time for yourself. But dude, I've just seen... like, we've seen the growth of people from YouTube, and it's...
definitely. And you are doing really well right now, big time. I think what scares me is when you're a streamer and you don't work during that day, say you were to leave on holiday for 7 days, that's it. Like, your stream, if you're not uploading to anywhere else, there is no content being pushed out, and... me and Fruity both know full-time YouTubers who do video making content creation for a living. And when they're about to go on holidays, they'll bank videos. So it's like they've never even disappeared, which I think is so great. So
you can't
cool.
bank streams because people will know that you're not live. Although people I want to do that know. One time. I really want to go live with a recorded stream.
And see if people know?
Yeah, people see how long it takes for people to notice.
Which one do you think is more enjoyable for you, Fruity? Which one do you get the most enjoyment? Like pure fun, do you think?
I enjoy streaming more. Mm-hmm. I like to mm-hmm. talk to people. But the fun of YouTube is just... you do whatever on YouTube and turn it into yeah. something. On stream, I say streaming is more fun, for sure. But,
yeah.
I don't know, I haven't really recorded too much, and most of my YouTube stuff is from stream. I make sure I record it on stream and focus on that. But I've here heard people complaining about how hard it is to work. Oh. Dude, you hear people complaining about how much time they got to spend. Like, I've got to play video games for this amount and get this going for it to be a video. And I'm just sitting here being like, what? Of course, yeah, it's a job. You have to work at some point. You have to put in the hard miles for some point to enjoy the gaming for most of it. And it's just, it makes me like... cringe inside when I hear people talk about.
I think streamers and YouTubers, they're the most complaining, entitled brats sometimes. Like, and Fruity, I've been guilty of it. There, I said it. I've been guilty of it. Yeah, I think we both have. But when it's constant, and you see it from just everyone, it's just so irritating, and it must be so infuriating.
You just don't understand, listeners. You don't understand. Yeah, all right, okay. It's not just a job. It's 24 hours, all right? You don't know when I'm going to be needed for something.
God, yeah.
You know, when there's a man that's going to, he's suffering a heart attack on a plane or something, you know who's going to be there? A streamer. I'm going to be there. That's
YouTuber.
The kind of hours I have to put. YouTube.
You don't get it.
You
don't
understand.
Get it.
Is there a YouTuber on board? I'm there.
Yeah, it's pretty unreal how people can complain about dream
jobs. I think
jobs.
It's because so many people are so young and haven't had real jobs. Well, not real. I don't say this is a real job. It really is, but they haven't had a job outside of streaming and YouTubing. And that's like, and then they don't have that scope to measure up against. Like, I'd much rather be doing this than working at that ice cream store, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I can only imagine somebody, and I still think this is a good job, but it's manual labor, hard as hell, it's sweating your bloody testicles off, you know? Like, I can only imagine someone laying bricks right now, going on Twitter, and watching these people who stay in an air-conditioned room all day playing video games. Complain, you know.
Maybe they're listening. Maybe they have the podcast and they're doing manual labor. If you
hello, manual labor guy,
can you please comment that you're doing that? That would be amazing.
That would be really cool. We'll pin your comment, the manual labor guy. Thank you for all your hard work. When it comes to integrating things like social media within YouTube and streaming, Fruity, do you think that adds to the difficulty of one of them in particular? Do you think that like trying to push a video with Twitter and TikTok or something like that makes YouTube have more work to it? Or do you think streaming has that as well?
They both do. It's more just more time you've got to put in. It's definitely a very much a time and effort. And it's smart use of your time.
Well, that's kind of the comparison that I thought between YouTube and streaming. Streaming is grindy, hard work, whereas YouTube to me is smart work for the most part. It's making marketing clickbait where you're editing a thumbnail to almost as perfect as it can get to try to get that extra click. Or you're learning how to put together a video so you capture the audience's attention for long periods of time and span out how long they watch it so you get put in the algorithm higher. Whereas streaming to me has always seemed like the grind, you know, like you can not speak for ages while streaming, but some famous streamers literally never speak. They don't jump up and down. And just because they put in 12 hours, 14 hours a day, they're popular, you know? So that's kind of how I've seen it in a lot of ways. Do you agree with that? Do you disagree?
I do. Do you think it like helps them that they stream for so long?
Definitely. I think for the longer you stream, the more views you get on Twitch, on streaming.
You don't think people get sick of seeing your face too much because you're on all the time?
No, because I think when you start to capture different time zones and you go for so long, you've constantly got an influx of new people and that never goes away, you know? Whereas if you stream for 2 hours and you have a quality stream, the problem is within that quality stream, you've only got 2 hours worth of people coming in, even if you're super popular. It's better to go for those long, long, extended, draining kind of streams, I feel, in a lot of ways, because you're just tackling everything, you know, at once. And to be honest, I think the audience is different.
I disagree with that.
Really?
Yeah, I prefer like the 4 to 6 hour like time and not going for too much longer and just making it a really enjoyable stream while you're there.
I used to believe that. The only thing that changed for me was seeing other people.
You got the top guys who stream for hours and they've gotten to there, but they've been doing it for years, then I don't know if it is
comparable.
I really worry about putting too much time into one basket and then having to stick to that same amount of time. Because to people, 5 hours can be other people's 10 hours in perspective of the public, I suppose, of who's watching.
Yeah.
Because if you're used to 10 hours, you're going to keep expecting 10 hours from this person. But if you're used to 5 hours, you're going to be like, oh my God, 6 hours, that's pog. And that's going to be exciting for you.
Well, that's super interesting, Fruity, because that's the exact reason why I think I was made for YouTube and not streaming. Because my 4 hours on stream, you know how loud I can be, you know how energetic I can be. My 4 hours on stream is definitely some people's 10 hours. I don't care what anybody says to me about
you
that.
You can't stop yelling and talking.
Yeah.
You just won't stop. Can't make you stop until I press pause or I meet you.
Or I'm, oh, what? What the? Yeah. But
I still have your stream open. I'm still supporting.
But yeah, that's how I feel about streaming is, you know, being that guy who I think has over the years put his... I mean, I've become successful, but I definitely have seen other people who have grinded longer hours than me, I feel, kind of overtake me with less energy.
Oh, see, yeah. I feel like I have, like, no energy and I don't grind too long and I'm still doing well. So I'm like, okay, this is fine.
Maybe the audience is different in regards to streaming versus YouTube. Maybe people who watch streams want a chiller atmosphere.
What is harder to make money from, like initially? Like if you were to start from, if you wanted to do it purely just for money, which is kind of a hollow mistake, to be honest with you, because you won't be able to continue through the bad points if you just do it for that, because it ain't quick money, that's for sure. But would you do streaming?
Good luck getting into,
YouTube, good luck.
Yeah, for one, I do want to touch on that. If anybody here is listening and thinking about getting into streaming on YouTube for the money, good luck. It is not going to work the way you think it's going to work. It is just not going to happen. But for making money initially, in the beginning, streaming. I'm going to say streaming. Yeah, definitely. Donations, bits, subscriptions. The way Twitch works now is really good with the way they are allowing different methods of giving a streamer money. However, However, in the long haul, YouTube, undoubtedly.
Yeah, I would also say, like, even initially, you were not going to make money on YouTube for a while, but your videos will, you don't have to necessarily put something personal into it to make money, which I think is something really cool. You could make things, but you in streaming, you have to be personal to make money. That's for sure. You're going to have a cam. You have to talk to people for sure. You can make, I suppose, artistic videos or something like that, or something without you even talking in it on YouTube, and you can make money from that. It is much more of a creatively free space. And once you have a video up, and it takes a little while to get monetized in that, you have to get a certain amount of watch time or subs or something like that. I can't exactly remember. But when it's up and it's always generating money for you. And I just think YouTube's such an underrated platform for some people, particularly streamers. You see a lot of streamers not really push their YouTube channels a lot, and because it can be so daunting the first time. Like you're trying to just get to 1,000 views per video. You're trying to, but it's, you got to just keep figuring out what you're doing wrong.
Until
you figure out what you're doing right, and you get one that does really well, and you're like, yeah, because I've seen channels that have the most stupid clickbait. And that's just one clickbait, good clickbait video they did, and it brings all the rest of their videos up.
The way I see YouTube views as someone who has streamed for 4 years plus is very different, and it's a toxic mindset as someone who's in this industry. I see YouTube views as paper, almost. Like, I see it as not real. I know that sounds really strange, but I might get 20,000 views a day on Twitch, right, when I'm live streaming, versus 100,000 on YouTube, right? That is a huge, much higher percentage for YouTube. That's so many more eyes on you, so many more listeners, so many more people engaging with you. But for some reason, that 20,000 just feels so real to me, you know, and it's because of that.
It's because, yeah, you can see them.
Instant. Yeah. It's instant. It feels so engaging and real. But to be honest, YouTube is as engaging in many ways. It just lacks the personal engagement. But you can still read comments. You can still engage with your audience. You can still say hello. You can still make an apology video after saying some stupid shit on the internet. It's like, you know, it's like, I feel streaming has been a detriment to my mentality in that way because and this is maybe just specific to people who do this as a job, Fruity, but hear me out here. Jumping from different styles of streaming is very hard. Like going from someone who interacts with their chat a lot, if I don't interact with my chat room, they just die. You know, they just stop talking because
they're just lurking, you know? You gotta appreciate the lurkers.
I do appreciate the lurkers, but I think an active chat, even when I just glimpse over, that's why I stream, because it gives me energy. And when you're not getting that energy, I'm just like, I might as well just go record off of stream, you know? So it's like, I think that's a big difficulty in streaming as well, as switching up games as well. I've seen YouTubers
the same
do
thing
that
with
successfully.
YouTubers, you've seen people switch games that successfully. I've seen them back in a few years ago do variety more successfully years ago than more now.
There's two big channels at the moment. It's Charlie, aka Penguins, and there's also another guy.
Well, he's not gaming, is he? He's just talking.
No, he does. That's the thing. Is the craziest thing is he does it all. He uploads gaming videos. He uploads commentary on real things. It's ridiculous. I'm trying to find this guy. Who is it? IGP? No, it's not IGP. But anyway, there's another guy who literally uploads anything he wants, anytime he wants. Just pure. It's IGP. 1.8 million subscribers. Yesterday, uploaded some horror game. 400k views. The other day, completely different game. 700k views. Another game. Then a day after that, completely different. 400k, all variety. Like, and he literally does part one, part two, part three, like old YouTubers.
Yeah, he's been bloody doing it for 7 years, this thing.
Yeah, but still, like, that's the man who's he's killing it, you know? So it is doable. You just got to do it for 7 years.
This guy tried for, like, a year and was consistently getting, like, 200 to 1K views until it finally popped off for him, I think. Just trying to think where it popped off for him.
Oh, like, you're scrolling through trying to find
Where... like, he's oldest, because I'm, like, 5 years ago. And there's a few doing well, like, a few on, like, 50K, and it's... God, this guy grinded.
He grinded, huh? You know what's crazy as well? Like, as I'm looking at his thumbnails, you can pick up on, like his thumbnails could be better in some of them.
Yeah, you do different. I'd say, man, if you want to choose either one, for more like a mood boosting and, like, personality-wise, you choose streaming. If you want to make a business, you choose YouTube. I think that's the big... two big differences.
Which one is different with, this is a bit of a segue, but which one is, do you think there's a difference between the kind of drama that happens?
Oh, yeah.
When I think of drama on YouTube, I think of exposing. I think of, you know, making a video where you watch somebody else's videos or streams or whatever, and you go into detail about why you hate them or why they're doing wrong. Whereas on stream, it's more a casual fuck you.
Yeah, it's less planned. Like, YouTube,
YouTubers
are kind of evil in that they, like, write a script and they get on and they're like, I'm about to expose this person and here's why. Streamers, it's more like kind of an offhanded comment turns into something drama. To be honest, I don't know why Twitch has so much drama around it more than YouTube. Well, there's a lot of fucking things that happen on YouTube, for sure. Absolutely. Yeah. But it's just because they know that YouTubers will refuse to comment and they don't have to comment because they're not live. But streamers, they're kind of more forced to.
I wish people, this is going to sound a little bit sick, but I wish people were forced sometimes to speak in the moment. And that's what I love about streaming is I think people can be very conniving and manipulating on videos. And I wouldn't really describe that many streamers as that. I can think of definitely a couple off the top of my head that are, I'm like, you're a little conniving, but, you know, but YouTubers do seem, even personality-wise or characteristics, they do seem different, you know? It's like, it's a very different platform.
Yeah, there's some shady people on both, for sure, though.
Yeah, definitely.
And behind the scenes, what people portray themselves as online can be super different behind the scenes.
I think that's another thing, is portraying yourself as one thing through a video is so much easier than portraying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, big time. If you can fake it till you make it on stream, you have a round of applause from me. Because faking it till you make it.
You'll snap at one point.
You will snap.
And your true self will come through if you're just bitter like me.
Yep, you will snap eventually. You will become bitter like Fruity and you'll become enraged like me.
Wait, I'm enraged. You're bitter.
Am I bitter?
I don't know, but I'm enraged. I thought I was the rager.
Oh, you're the rager? I thought I was the rager.
I'm the rager. Oh, you're the one that complains and says he's going to lose within the first 2 seconds of Fall Guys.
Okay, I was losing in Fall Guys, though. For real. That was some bullshit.
You weren't. And then you'd be like, oh, yeah, pass this round. So just go on.
Oh, yeah, then I'd actually win. I'd be like, oh, that was easy.
Dude, one thing, since we're talking behind the scenes, we'll talk briefly about, like, so you see a lot of what happens. You see certain YouTubers and that, and you don't realize what's behind them, I guess, or what's happening behind the scenes, I suppose, and, like who wants to, like who, what brands want to work with you, what kind of agencies contact you, and, you know, sponsors, in other words, and like, management and that sort of thing. I remember back in the day when there was like, I even signed this. I signed a deal with Curse, I think it was. where it said, they said that they, I don't even know what they said, to be honest with you. It's like, I don't even know if they asked me to do this, but they said they would help me with content or help me with grow as a YouTuber as long as they take 10% or something. It was like an absurd amount. And I was like, sure. It's going to help me grow, but I had no evidence. People who promise to help you grow with no evidence or no examples or no, like, structure or plan on how to do it, it's just so shady, man. It's so shady.
Especially in the beginning. If you're a beginning YouTuber or streamer watching this, like, you know, when you're in your first year, like, relax, you know, do it for fun. Do it because you're bored. Do it because you're interested in what streaming is or interacting with people. Like, the business stuff can get really blurry and very gross and messy. It's like, you just, at the end of the day, I think what we have to remember as people when we say things like YouTube versus streaming, we all just like video games. You know, we all just want to play games. And I think that's what I'm coming to more as I'm getting a bit older. You know, like when I got into this all those years ago because, fuck, it was fun. It was awesome. I loved interacting with people. And I hope that through YouTubing and streaming, I come back to that place where I wake up happy. I don't wake up too overly stressed about my thumbnail or what am I going to do today on stream? And I just get online and I just fucking play games, you know, and just like, and yeah, if you lose a little bit of your viewership and stuff, at the end of the day, it is do what you like. And I think people will come more than what you think it will. It may be the long haul, like, you know, that, that channel we just checked out.
Sign anything immediately and
Don't sign.
Don't sign immediately without
Because I was with Curse too, by the way.
We got so ripped off by that. I don't think they push the videos at all. I don't know. Because this was before, this was even before Overwatch when I signed. It was like, this is like 2014 or something. Oh, I'm so glad I'm out of that contract now. But they had such promises, such hollow promises. And I think everyone's got the same story about them. It's just, they did nothing. So don't sign too
Machinima
quickly.
And all that. Yeah, crazy stuff.
I don't
know
this full story about Machinima, but apparently that contract's like real bad. Because I think Marcus was going to sign that, but then his dad read it for through. And it was like, that doesn't make any sense.
Apparently that contract was like signing with the devil.
yeah. Years later, and they still can't get out.
A friend of mine, Fruity.
Yeah.
And I'm glad because she doesn't listen to the podcast, but I am secretly exposing her. She, to this day, was on an old contract and they were taking 40% of her YouTube revenue.
You're joking.
I'm not JK.
For doing what? Nothing.
For doing nothing. I am no JK. I am SRS. RLTLK. Real talk. Crazy. I was like, what? I was like, get out of there right now. I was going crazy.
Oh my God. You got, because, but we were young. We were like early 20s. But you got like pro players.
Yep.
When they're in their teens and stuff, expected to sign contracts with organizations.
Oh
my God, this makes me want to get like Fassie on the podcast. She's got some stories.
Yeah, she would be great. But some of these orgs should be ashamed. Hey, little scammers, scam artists. You literally don't even do anything for these young pro players or these young kids who have just started a boom.
You don't need anyone. You could, particularly when they offer to help you with like content and stuff, like I don't know too many ones that you need proof if they're going to help you with content. Like, is this person going to provide you an editor? Do you know who that editor is? Are they going to provide you with an artist? Do you know who that is? You need these people in place already if you're going to sign anything for them to help you with content. Because otherwise, what are they helping with? And in the end of the day, no one is going to make good content for you apart from you. And there is no free trip to being successful. You can get advice from people, but there's no free trip. So paying for someone to help you. So when people try to get you to pay some of your payments to help you with content, you just got to be really careful that they're actually helping you out.
Yeah,
for sure.
And it's like, it's okay to be solo. You know, that's what I'm starting to think more now. It's like, even with playing with friends and stuff, it's like, love doing it, love playing with friends. You know, I love every time we play video games together, Fruity. But when it comes to my content, I'm starting to think like, why don't I just do it myself? Like, sometimes people I think believe you need to just play games with a group and be a part of a group. But, you know, to be honest, we were a part of like Click and stuff like that and part of a big group. It didn't really do that much for me personally.
It did do a lot for you.
No,
Craig. I think
no,
you're so
not to
wrong
this day.
About that. I think
really?
You're so unbelievably wrong about that, yes.
Really? You think there was a huge crossover?
I think so. I think absolutely.
I completely disagree. Yeah, when we're getting 21 million views on videos and the crossover is like what you're saying, like maybe 50 people coming over and like subscribing or watching my stream, that crossover is not equal to each other at all. I know what you mean, like when you're saying it would have helped in some ways, but I think the drastic nature of how big being a part of that group was versus where I am now, I truly believe that even today I would be basically where I am today.
I don't think
that.
You would be. I think you could be, absolutely. But I think you underestimate how much it would have helped. Being associated with other people helps heaps. The biggest streamers are biggest streamers because you're part of the group, the high groups. You see the higher streamers playing with the other higher streamers, and they're bringing each other up. I do agree with that. The problem is that you're complaining that your live streaming are not getting views from people who watch YouTube videos and watch like IRL based YouTube videos because there is no crossover in the content there that much.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's what I'm saying is that, you know, because that content was drastically different, I didn't get much crossover. But if I had played video games on Click, then there would have been huge crossover. But that doesn't remove the fact that there wasn't much crossover for me, I think, personally.
I respectfully disagree, but if you believe that, for sure.
Another disagreement.
For sure.
Another one.
you'd be fine regardless. I mean, anyone would have been fine regardless. I would have been, you would have been, anyone who's a part of it would have been okay.
Oh, definitely.
It is absurd to say that someone else made you, you know. That's absurd.
Yeah, I think that's another thing that, you know, I think about a lot lately is going solo on both streaming on YouTube or feeling as if you're solo. I think that's the way to be, almost. I think that's a good mindset to be in. I think that very successful people like PewDiePie, et cetera, even though they do play games with friends, they are involved with other people and they're kind of, you know, like how PewDiePie and Markiplier are kind of, you feel as if they're in the same group, like they came up together back in the day, they played a lot together. Like, PewDiePie is still in his own lane doing his own thing. And that's how I'm starting to think of you with your YouTube channel, and you see the growth from it, you know? When you stay in your own lane and you do your own thing, like my reaction stuff right now is starting to become more popular. It's like when you focus down and you do you, I think that is powerful. And when it comes to signing contracts, like you said, when it's like getting involved with like friendship groups and stuff like that, or yada, 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 never forget that you are in your own lane. You are the main character in your story.
No one is going to help you be successful more than you can. And even like when it comes to brand deals too, or even like, talking to brands or talking to agencies that represent those brands, that you can definitely do that on your own. You definitely can, because you can definitely like be like, hey, this is how this works. And this is how streaming works and how your brand would fit with mine. And then how it could be great to do. Because some brands, they just don't know. They're just stupid.
They don't know about you. Yeah, you're like, I play video games. Like, I get more views than the television.
Like, you're not on TV, though, you know?
Don't pay the television $50,000. Pay me $50,000.
Yeah, I remember you see brands, like, send products and expect them to post about it. Yeah, if you're sending products and expect to post, you probably should pay them, too, you know?
Gotta pay them, yes. Oh, don't even get me started on that pet peeve, Fruity. Oh, my God. And hey, another thing for new people, exactly what me and Fruity are saying is, don't just accept things without payment. Don't post things without payment. Don't do things without payment, you know, for sponsors and things like that.
You could still do things without
payment. Take things, take it.
Yeah, like if you get sent like a headset, you still post about it. And that's fine. But if they're pressuring you, like, we'll only send you this in return of a post, it's like, oh.
That's wrong, yeah.
Without any like little fee on top of it, that's a bit odd to me.
Very weird.
But sometimes you got to take free things where you can get them.
Yeah, sometimes, hey, we can't all get paid millions of dollars to play a video game, you know?
Just be very careful.
Careful out there. It's a dog-eat-dog world, and I'm at the top, and I'm going to eat you up.
Because young people, we don't know. Well, yeah, it did, didn't it?
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's funny because you you think you're just making videos and you think you're just streaming or something, but you're actually kind of being kind of like a mini entrepreneur or something like that.
No, you're right. Yeah, you are doing that.
And then you have no education or experience in business or anything like that, but you've thrust it into it and you're like, oh, there's all these other sides of it that, man, knowing a lot more about business or accounting would bloody help me a lot with.
Do you think streamers are entrepreneurs?
I guess.
Or would
so.
You just explain YouTube as that?
I'd say both tend to lead to that. I think just strictly streaming or just strictly posting videos doesn't make you. But what leads into, for sure.
Yeah.
All the other things that have opened up for me, like suddenly I would call myself that, I guess.
Yeah.
In a way.
I am an entrepreneur. I am an influencer.
A leading entrepreneur. I am a leading in the gaming atmosphere.
I feel like being sick.
I hate the word content creator. I hate it.
That's my favorite word. That's really? My favorite. I say it all. I am a content creator.
I am an influencer. It makes me just vomit. I make videos. That's it. I make videos. They're good. They make whatever brand you are, whatever game you are, they make it look good. I know they do. So come work with me. That's what I am.
Come work with me.
Yeah. What's your pitch, Craig?
My pitch is I'm wacky. I'll make your product look really great. People love me, I hope.
Oh, do you?
Somebody tell me they love me. It's been so long. Well, I think that's it, Fruity.
I think that's it. I hope that wasn't too serious for y'all. We don't like being too serious here.
I think it was fun. I think it was a good one.
Yeah. Let's read the comments, shall we?
Do we have comments?
On Apple, we've got... this is from our last one, from JJ Blast. He says, your video game podcast released... when we were talking last week about video games being a waste of time. Released while I was in class, so I popped in my earphones and started listening. I haven't heard Baz's voice in ages. Good to know he's doing well. Your podcasts are great. You two keep it up. Let's bring Baz back.
Yeah, let's get Baz back. Everybody loves him. Fruity, you're going to have to read out the next one too because I can't find it. You do them all, actually. Donna thank you.
Said, sad turned happy. Hello, Lufu and Cray. I just drove cross country to see my sick grandfather before he got worse.
Oh,
sorry to hear about that. I had to do it by myself and it was terrible. My drive was 22 hours and I binged watched this podcast the whole way. Oh.
Oh, well, we're glad we could be there for
thanks
you.
Thanks for brightening my mood. Cheers. Oh, this is why we do it, Craig.
This is
sometimes
why
I forget
I
why we
do it.
Podcast. Oh.
I'm a hero.
Why do you not say we?
We? So I'm the star of the show.
I can't take it. Last night in Fall Guys, I won a game and Craig starts saying he won it. Just because I won it. I can't take it.
I can't take this anymore.
Thanks for listening to this week.
Thanks, everyone.
Next week is the 30th episode. We actually made it to 30 episodes.
How'd we do that?
Oh,
we
God, unless we don't.
Send us in some topics, please.
Okay. No, real, if you've made it this far, you need to know the secret. Cray hasn't picked a single topic for a week in 29 podcasts. It's always been me. Here I thought it was a collaborative effort, so I'm like, you pick this one this week.
I'm getting exposed big time. This is too much exposure. This is crazy.
So post something for him to read and maybe perhaps present next week.
Oh, my God.
Exposed.
I can't believe this.
I just went all in on you, huh?
Oh.
Because the name of the show. Okay.
I'm turning it off.